All right, welcome everybody to my next episode. This will be my second episode on Anime Chikashuo. I'll be your host, Brent, and I'm with my older brother, Donnie.
Hello.
And this session here, we're going to be sitting here talking about a new show that we were watching for... Shit, you've probably been watching that for the last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just finished it today, and I was actually disappointed when I finished it, because it actually ended, and that was a disappointment. I wasn't expecting it to, but we're watching Durr, and if I'm saying it wrong, that's fine. You can yell at me if you want to. But before we get to that, I wanted to go over a couple of things. I want to make some corrections from last time I was here. The first one was about Crunchyroll and the anime they do. They actually back in September of last year combined forces with Funimation. They kind of merged, and now you can watch both Funimation and Crunchyroll animes on either of their sites. So, like, you watch not all Funimation stuff on Crunchyroll right at this moment, but things are moving over to it. And then, same for Funimation, Crunchyroll stuff is moving over to there. So, if you have a subscription to one or the other, you'll eventually be able to watch everything on either site on just that one subscription. So, say if you have something on Crunchyroll, you can watch everything on Funimation because it'll be on that site also. And then, the video store that you were talking about in the mall is called Suncoast. I had to think about it for a bit.
Yes.
It occurred to me that it was called, as soon as I think about it, I was like, I know what place you're talking about. I just can't think of the name of it at the time. And it was Suncoast in the mall. And let me see. Some other things I wanted to ask you. Oh, yeah. We were talking about Dragon Ball Z. Do you know there's a new Dragon Ball series called Dragon Ball Super?
That it's been up and down. Like, I've heard about it. I've heard it's also a rumor, too. But I heard that also the guy who made Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z, and doing the GT deal, like, he didn't like the GT deal. Like, he was starting to do it, and then he goes, I guess the producers or something like that were trying to get the anime show kicked off. Mm-hmm. They, like, kind of fucked him, like, bad. Or he was so pissed that he kind of left. So that's why that series is so short. And the producing company, I believe, did alterations to it and changed it up and made it the way that he didn't want it.
Well, I'm figuring having Goku die at the end of it was something that probably wasn't really, I mean, permanently die at the end of Dragon Ball
right.
GT was probably one of the things he wasn't into. But yeah, Dragon Ball Super's and a real thing. It's there's actually like 82 episodes of it or something like that on Crunchyroll currently. So
really, he already went and launched that off. See, last time I was even reading anything about that, God, that got to be like 3 years ago. So I didn't know if it was actually fully functioning or not because he was talking about, I was trying to do it. But then the producers are sitting there being a bunch of assholes. So I can't, you know, what he wanted to do was completely finish them. Like with the producing company, they were like, let's work it out season by season. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. He wants to actually finish the whole fucking thing. He wants it all done. Wants it all done. So he didn't want to spend this whole time of doing a season, working all the fucking time, getting all this other shit going, and then mad scrambling to get season two up and running. So he was like, well, let me get all the seasons done all in one shebang, and then fucking give it to you, and then you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
So that was his big old deal, and that's what I heard like 3 years ago. And so I never knew if it was even up and running. But I did know that there was another Dragon Ball Dragon Ball coming up.
Yeah, it's called Dragon Ball Super. And I forgot to mention it to you when I was here last time because I knew of it. I've actually watched like a few episodes of it. I mean, it's like watching Dragon Ball Z, and it kind of takes place where Dragon Ball Z left off. It kind of seems like it has no real involvement with Dragon Ball GT at all. GT always seemed off anyhow when you watched it. It never seemed real cohesive with Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. It always seemed a little out there.
Yeah, it was on its own little deal. It had like nothing to do with the whole Dragon Ball Z, and then this Dragon Ball Super that would be coming up. And with the Dragon Ball Super, I should continue off from the Boo.
Yeah. Incident. So, it's like, essentially where it continues from, like, because if you ever watched it, it's kind of where it ends, is right after that battle, they kind of make friends, and then after that kind of ends, and then and that's where it seems to pick up, is where Dragon Ball Super seems to begin, is right there. So that's one of the things that I wanted to mention. And then let's see what else I was going to do. Oh, I'm going to have you do this while you're. I'm going to ask you this question, but I'll tell you mine first. Funny stories that involve anime. Just anything you think of. You think about it for a minute while I get to my next point. Oh yeah, yeah. We're talking about Akira and how great the movie was. Have you ever read the manga of it?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? I think I read the manga because you let me read them.
Oh, did I?
Okay. Yeah. So you had the mangas and you're like, you got to read these. And when I was reading them, they're fantastic. Dude, it's like 16,000 pages in an anime series, but it's freaking great, dude. I'm like sitting there and pile driving. God, there's got to be 12 books.
It was, there were 6 volumes in all, and each volume was, I think 400 or 500 pages a piece or something like that. And, no, I mean, the manga is amazing. It's amazing read.
It does tell you a great story.
It's way more in depth. The movie, you kind of find that the movie is more of just what am I trying to think of? Just lost my train of thought. It's kind of just taking bits and pieces of the manga and just kind of cram it all together. It's more of a compilation. That's what I'm thinking of. Compilation of of the manga all just crammed into one thing. And it's just so amazing. The manga is just amazing. It just, you never know that Tetsuo becomes the leader of the clown gang. And yes, he's having them get a bunch of drugs in order to try to keep himself sedated, sort of, because when you get exposed to power, you all of a sudden become this just this monster, and all of them are like that. And your kid became a monster. No, it was and that's the thing. He does a bunch of drugs. He becomes a leader of the clown gang, and all sorts of things. That woman that becomes his girlfriend in it is one of the women that's in his harem after Akira destroys Tokyo a second time. And he's feeding everybody the drugs that he's supposed to take in order to keep the power in place. And she's the only woman in his harem that doesn't eat I guess it was a stew or something that was laced with the drugs, and it killed all the other women in there. And that's the girl that he that's his girlfriend in the anime.
Right.
Is just some woman in his hair. The manga is absolutely amazing. If you like the animated movie, you absolutely love it. And it's, when you read it, it's exactly like looking at that anime. All the art is so detailed and just right. I mean, just awesome. I mean, the whole thing's just awesome. Well, story and
dude.
Everything.
It's the same dude. Same dude that did the manga is the same dude that did all the animation for it. Mm. He would not let it go by. I'm going to be doing it.
And it's so detailed too. I've never really looked into how frequently it was released. I don't know if it was a monthly or a weekly or something like that until it was done. But it's so detailed. I mean, if he was doing it weekly, that's a tremendous amount of artwork to do in a week. Yeah. If you're drawing, even if you're only doing 18 pages a week, but it's so detailed. And the main thing it is the characters aren't that detailed looking. I mean, they'll look like they do in the anime, but it's the backgrounds and everything is just so detailed. It's you'll see this pile of rubble and there'll be it's all detailed and all the rubble's detailed, and there'll be a bear that's torn up in it, and it's all detailed as can be in it. It's just amazing looking.
It's just a different kind of outlook, because a lot of times when you do comics and stuff, that actual backgrounds are the one thing that you do less of, because they're always worried about bubbles going in there and covering up. So why do a whole bunch of detail in the freaking backgrounds, because they're going to be covered. The manga is absolutely amazing. The manga continues the story even further. They just show that Tetsuo just dies at the end, and then the children go in there and float in the little inn right at the end of it, and floats into the thing, and they all disappear. And that's when you read the manga, it's not.
Yeah.
Because it's he finds Akira, and it's not just a bunch of little bottles of shit in there.
It is that at first, and then
it forms into Akira.
It turns into Akira. And the interesting thing about it is that Akira appears at the very end of the anime, where he's right at the beginning of the end of the or he's right at the end of the first volume, first six volumes. Mm-hmm. He appears right at the end of the first like volume, and he's in it all the way through it. He's also the one who destroys like Tokyo a second time.
Yeah, because once he gets released and he develops again, it just boom.
It's not even that. He's already unstable because all he is essentially is some form that houses the power, and the power like envelops you, and so you don't have any real conscious thought after that. After you lose control of it, it consumes you, and you're just kind of this walking thing that reacts. You don't have any real conscious thought anymore, and that's what the power kind of is supposed to do to you. And what happens is one of the kids, if you watch the anime, there's the three like wrinkly old kids, and there's the one that's in the floating chair, or is it the woman in the floating chair? I can't remember now.
No, the dude, the fat boy's in the floating chair.
Fat boy's in the floating chair, and the other girl, and there's the other boy that walks around.
The girl's normally in the bed or something like that.
I think she walks around.
She does walk, but she's mostly in the bed all the time because she has a futuristic. She has foresight or something like that. Mm-hmm. So she has to lay down when she has her foresights.
Yeah, okay. And but what happens, what sets Kira off, again, what destroys it, like I said, he reacts to things. That kid who walks, the wrinkly old kid that actually can walk, okay, he approaches them, and the Japanese government is trying to assassinate Kira because they want to destroy Tokyo again by chance. And so what happens, the kid gets in the way of them trying to assassinate Kira, gets shot, and it like sprays blood all over Kira, and Kira explodes again. But it didn't kill Tetsuo because Tetsuo has the power also at that time.
Right.
And that's how everything happens. That's how Tetsuo gets his thing, because he's also blocking aid from coming into the country or into the city and everything. He's controlling everything because he also has the clown gang backing him up. It's just a tremendous story. It's an amazing story.
It's like they show like an already an apocalyptic Neo-Tokyo, like this happened and we're trying to rebuild ourselves, and then it goes into a second phase of another one, and then it's split in two between two best friends. You know, like they're best friends and they're split in two and they're trying to kill each other, so they're like big old gangs. Like one side's on this side and the other side's on, you know, the Tetsuo side, and then you got his buddy, and I can't even remember his buddy's name, and then he has his own gang on the other side. They're always like constantly battling, like there's this, like this front line that they're not supposed to cross, and they're just killing each other constantly. So, and it's like huge. It's like way different than when you watch a movie. Well, watch a movie, it's like short and sweet and cute, and then at the end Tetsuo gets all big and mutated and he like explodes, but then all the children come in there and control it all, and then they disappear, and it's like they're done.
Yeah,
they're like, nah, there's way more to that, because it goes over, and then you got the Toucan gang wars and all this other stuff, and they start killing each other, and there's this it's actually an amazing manga, so if anybody has it, pick up one of those.
Yeah, if you want to buy it, you can probably get online and read it as well. It's really easy now to actually get like manga online. You can just get online and you can read pretty much most everything. Not everything, but most of everything. And let's see here. Oh yeah. You think of any funny stories while I was talking? I have a good one. I'll start us off. Okay. Okay. My funny story. Now, this is a long time ago. This is back in the 90s, back when we still had VHS tapes, and that's only way you can really get anime. Okay. I went to a party, and this is a friend, Anthony. I haven't talked to him in ages, but. It was at his apartment, like in the Comstock area where we used to live over by Huffaker.
Oh, okay.
And, okay, we all show up. I show up there with my friends, Josh and Aaron, okay? And it is boring, and there's no beers there, nothing. Like, there's people there, and there's girls there, but they all seem to be accompanied by somebody. And we're bored, so we go up to Anthony. It's like, you have anything to do, anything to watch? And he goes, yeah, man, I got a bunch of, like, videos, like, in the back bedroom. Just go look through them. And we walk in there, okay, there's a huge pile of, like, movies, just, like, huge. And digging through it, and it's like, all of a sudden, man, it's like a glowing, like, monument, like, in there, or, like, grabbing a staff with the amulet on it is like shining down. All of a sudden it's like boom, there's a hentai movie fucking sitting there. If you don't know what hentai is, it's an animated porno essentially in Japanese animation. And I don't remember the name of it by any means, but it's just funny to find it. It's like when you did find it, it's like holding up her head and you have like the Final Fantasy victory music. It's like duh, 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 duh. And we got there, we slapped this bitch in, and it's not at the beginning, it's been watched to some degree. Slap it in there, and all of a sudden there's this, some animated girl getting fucked, and she's like, and then all of a sudden it shows jizz like flying through the air. And the thing about hentai is like the most gross like representation of like sex there is. And then all of a sudden there's jizz flying through the air, and it like splatters into her face, and then some girl's there, and she's like, oh my god, what are you watching? We're just fucking laughing her asses off. It was so fucking funny. And that was pretty much it. I think we laughed like a little after that, but it was just so fucking funny. But it's just hysterical. Yeah, like a hentai movie in there. It was one of rented ones too. It wasn't like one of his.
Oh shit.
It was okay. A rented hentai movie.
Rented one.
You could get that in like the adult. If you ever been in a video store back in the day, there's a section where you have like adult movies.
Yeah.
And that's where you get your hentai movies at. They weren't in with like the regular anime stuff. You had to have that section of the video store in order to get something like that. And it was from a Hollywood Video of all places, amazingly enough. No, nothing.
Very good.
That's my first one. I have another story, but I was just wondering if you have anything similar.
Oh, nothing like historically funny by any means, you know. Nothing that was like attacking or being with friends or whatnot, and something came up and it was like super funny or anything like that. Normally my animes, you know, it's just like, well, Brett, what cartoon do you watch? You know, like all the kids and stuff, like, what are you watching? And I'm like, I watch Dexter's Laboratory. I watch Powerpuff Girls or Johnny Bravo. Those were all the times. They're like, Brett, what do you watch? I'm like, Pokemon. They're like, oh, what the hell is that? You know? I'm like, yeah, it's like a Japanese cartoons. I watch that stuff, like Dragon Ball Z. And everybody's like, nope, don't know what you're talking about. You know, that's how everybody was. So normally anybody that, you know, I even friends and stuff like that, I was the only one that was really ever watching animes, you know, because they're normally horrifically funny, because I always like movies that have like the, not let alone the nudity, but like the high volume of violence that are in it, and the high volume of like gore.
Yeah, I like gory violence and a lot of nudity, like, in my animes too.
Like Where I think the one I watched, it was like Tokyo Ghoul on Hulu, and I was sitting there watching, and then I guess he has like a ghoul power, but he's half human and half ghoul, and so he can like shoot out these like things out of his body and use that to actually attack people and shit. But you'll see him when they're just get spiked by something and like shoots like through their body and stuff, and they're just like, blah! and it just comes out of their mouth like, blah, like a waterfall, and then they still have room to wipe their mouth and say something before they die, and they got a hole that's like 2 feet in their body, like it's just a giant hole you can see through them, and shit like that. It makes me funny. It's just like RoboCop and shit like that. You know, where they're just shooting the dude and he just exploding all over the place and stuff like that. I find like hilariously funny. They're like super funny to me. And then another one was like, if you ever watched the Seven Deadly Sins, they're super funny, because the one guy that's in it, I guess he drinks from the Fountain of Youth.
Mm.
And so he can live eternally. Like he can live forever, but he can still get like whacked and hacked in pieces and shit, but then he'll eventually heal all back up again. So all the time you'll see him go through there, and people use him like a human shield. They're like, oh god, spears are coming, grab his ass and hold him up, and he's like, what the hell? And he's like oh. He's shooting all this blood out of his mouth. He wipes it away. He's like, that's not funny. He's like pulling him out of his body and everything. They're like, oh yeah, sorry about that. Or he's fighting somebody and they're like, I got him. And they throw their like mystical item like through his body and hit somebody else, and he's like, that's not funny. And he falls over. And, like, it's great. Like, those are the funny things that I like. But no, I never had like great stories about being around somebody.
Funny stories about showing people inappropriate anime.
No, inappropriate animes. Yeah, I've never done any of the hentai stuff, so I do not know any of that.
I've only seen probably, in total, probably about 15, maybe 20 minutes of hentai in my like entire life. So I mean, for me, I've not seen that much. I just know what it is more than anything. But I have another good one. So And if anybody could ever tell me what the name of this anime is, I'd absolutely just be floored by it. I mean, I want to know what the name of it is. I can't remember what it is, even though I've seen it like three times. It was a series, okay? And I was, and a friend Aaron came up and he gave it to me because he was working at a video store at the time. He goes, hey, watch this. This is really funny. And I think it was like volume two or three of it at the time. It's like, well, it's like volume whatever of it. And he goes, it doesn't matter. Just watch it. He goes, it doesn't matter at all. And I go like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it was all subtitled at that time. It was one of those old ones that was never dubbed. And it was just a bunch of funny shit in it. Like, that's all it was. And the one part I remember the best is there's a kid, okay, and he makes all his decisions by rolling a pencil, and the pencil has a one or a two on each side of it. So there's six sides to the pencil, so it's like 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2 around it, okay? And you roll it to make his decisions. So like some girl comes up and goes, hey, you want to go to the park? And he goes, well, I was thinking of reading this book. Then all of a sudden you see the pencil roll and it lands on like two, and then he goes, he's at the park with a girl, and then he goes, what should I eat, this and that, and then you see the pencil roll and it lands on like one or two, and he's eating this or that. And then the best part of it comes up is he all of a sudden gets the girl that he's been talking to in the thing in his room, because I think he's in like a little, like from his little apartment things, and he goes, oh my god, I've never had a girl in my home before, what do I do, I'm so nervous, all this. And all of a sudden you see the pencil roll and it lands on two, and he's fucking her. And it's like a little but it's like graphic anyway, it's just he's fucking her. So again, watch it, it was hysterical, okay? And then my friend Josh, I think he might have been married at the time. Either way, he was with the girl he is now, so one way or another, he was with the same person, so it makes a difference. We go, you have to watch this, you know, and they're both together at the time. And so we show him that, and that part of the anime comes up, and it's just so damn, it's like hysterically funny. It's like one of the parts of like an anime, it's just so funny. It's like all of a sudden two lands up, and it's like, it like cuts to him like fucking his chick in the ass. And you could tell he thought it was funny, but he couldn't laugh about it, because it's the anime is really full of like a lot of male like chauvinistic kind of humor to it. So it has like a lot of that in it, and that happens, and he's like sitting there just like, that isn't funny, guys. It's like trying not to fucking laugh. You could tell you thought it was funny as hell, but she thought she was all pissy about it. But that's how it always happens whenever you watch anime around any woman, I guess.
Yeah,
you get all mad about you at it.
Because they always find it all so stupid and everything. And it's just like, they're not stupid, because I think like what got me into, you know, watching animes, and I believe it was from Final Fantasy. Because Final Fantasy almost plays along the same lines as an anime show. It's just like, it's beautifully written. And like the story continues, it makes you attracted to it, and then you keep going and going in the story, and then at the end you're just like, damn, that was a good video game. But it's like, who tells a story like that, you know? There's always something that just crushes you. And so it was like pretty much the Final Fantasy series when I started reading those, because they were all just like little guys going up, and then the big bubbles all over the place, and you gotta try to fucking read everything and continue on a story, and the stories are fabulous. And I think that's what kind of pushed me over into watching a lot of animes, because
it has influence by all means. I agree with that.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, and now I'm just like downloading this hours of anime in my brain, because I'm sitting there, I'm just like, oh, okay. And I already, a title doesn't mean nothing to me. I'm like, oh cool, an anime, oh it's dubbed too, I'll watch it. And I'm like, god, this is fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still freaking cruising through it. I watched all of it. I'm like, yeah, I watched it.
I usually read a synopsis on them first. That's the one thing. Crunchyroll gives you a little synopsis of what it's about. And I'll probably read that. And I'll see them. They have ratings on their stuff. So, or reviewer ratings on their stuff. And usually I'll base it on that too. If it has like four or more, usually it's pretty good. You can watch that and it'll be pretty good. See, I was about to tell you something, and I lost my train of thought.
Oh, anyways, I was sitting there, I was watching another anime too. It's called Your Lie in April. And I'll watch anything, right? So I sit there and I put that on, and I'm like, okay, it's about a boy, he doesn't play piano anymore, he lost his mom, blah, 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 and then he meets a girl, and then she's playing violin, and kind of needs him, someone to play a piano for him, for her, so she can play the violin and do, like, duos and shit like that. And he's like, nah, I don't play no more, and then he starts getting in depth about how he's just getting beaten as a child because he can't play the piano good enough, and just whipped his ass in submission so badly, and then he just goes deaf because he just remembers all the shit that happens to him, and then he just kind of blanks out, like spaces out. He's still playing, but he just, like, he's not there feeling it. And then it gets down to the end there, and it fucking just makes a horrible twist. It sticks you hella bad, and I'm like laying on the sofa, I'm like, oh, this is fucked up.
It's a very good anime. I like
it's
that.
It's so bitch. Good, dude. And I didn't know it was going to be that big of a heart wrencher. But I'm sitting there like, God damn it, I'm too old to watch this shit because I can't push this shit down anymore. Like, you got all these feelings in this damn fucking anime. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I can't cry. I can't cry. And Sarah comes in. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I'm like, are you crying? No.
It was a really good series. I like that series. That was a great one.
But anyways, we talk about everything but what we're supposed to be talking to.
Well, I wasn't done. I still have
go ahead show it off.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, Crunchyroll has the Final Fantasy 15
King's Tale.
What is it called? It's I'm spacing the name of the subtitle to it, but it has those animated shorts.
I'll be right back. I know what it is. I have it. King's Glaive.
Right. Yeah, that's all.
That is a fantastic. Oh my god, you play Final Fantasy, you play this shit, and you get to about chapter 2, and then you watch King's Glaive, and you're just like, oh fuck, I gotta keep playing this shit, because you're just telling like you didn't understand, like, why in the fuck do I don't have the rest of the story here? Yeah, they made a whole movie to explain it. And I'm like, it was fantastic, and But yeah, that was fucking awesome. Yeah, King's Glaive was awesome. The graphics were amazing. You're just like, I can't believe they're like, it looked like Sean Bean. Even though that he was doing the voice, but it did look like his ass too.
Yeah.
And even Aaron Paul was doing the voice of the one guy in there. The hero in King's Glaive.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah. And he was not Noctis.
It's not Noctis.
Not in King's Glaive. It's not Noctis. It's
Yeah, see, I haven't watched King's Glaive, but I was just telling you that it was.
You can take the fucking movie and watch it.
I don't need to. It's on Crunchyroll. I can just watch it there. That's what I was bringing up.
But you're gonna have to watch it dubbed because it only comes in dubbed. Fuckface. There is no Japanese people that are coming involved in that one.
It should be subtitled if it's on.
Crunchyroll. Probably it is. Probably is then.
You can play that game either subtitled with the Japanese language, or you can play it with dubbed in English. So you can choose what you want to do on that thing.
Yeah, this one was all American, so that's why. Well, maybe you can change it too. Yeah, you can. Okay, never mind. Yeah, you can change it to Japanese too.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, you got good actors in that. They actually went and picked out actors, and they're just like, you're going to do this. You got Sean Bean, Aaron Paul, the chick from freaking Game of Thrones, plays Cersei or whatnot, and she's one of the characters, too, plays Luna. Yeah. So, yeah, it's really cool.
I just wanted to mention that it was on.
Yeah,
was on
there. Freaking, nothing that I've gone on freaking missing out on stuff. Like, Tokyo Ghoul was just like, it ended so shortly. And I'm like, man, the problem I have with a lot of animes is that, like, it makes good ratings in the manga, then they make an anime series with it, and then it just falls to shit, and then they just don't make any more. and it just takes forever.
Well, a lot of times I thought what the reason why they make an anime for a lot of things is more just like an advertisement aspect of it. And that's the main reason I think they do that. They just make they make the anime more to promote it. Because, like, I mean, I've seen things like that. Like, Gantz was only, like, 12 episodes or something. And it just makes the surface of, like, what the manga's about. The manga's long. The manga's, like almost 400, like, chapters or something like that. And it's just short, and it doesn't really get anywhere. And
the same thing with, like, Berserk. Berserk is an amazing anime series. Like, it only has 3 movies. They're movies.
Yeah.
And they're like 3 movies, but there's like way more to it because I think the manga is like, it's super long, but that's all you got. I mean, it sucks. So, anyways, what are we going to get to next?
I guess we can start on talking about Durr.
Yeah. So it's like Durr, or is it like Durr? Or is it like Durarara? Because it's how it's spelled. D-U-R-A-R-A-R-A. So it's...
Yeah, it's supposed to be Durarara. It's supposed to be Durr, as far as I can tell. And but everybody's... What I was reading is people were thinking that it was supposed to mean something. It's supposed to be more of like a sound of like a motorcycle is kind of what everybody kind of referenced it to.
Okay.
And... but the writer of it says that it doesn't mean anything. But who knows? I've heard that before, but it could really just mean that it's just the sound of a motorcycle. Since one of the main characters on it, Celtie, drives her horse, which is in the shape of a
motorcycle.
So it makes sense that it's something like that. But excellent anime. First thing I want to get off my chest, though, is the subtitles for it. The subtitles on both Netflix and Crunchyroll, I checked on Crunchyroll because I was watching on Netflix originally, were off. And it's not off by like being wrong. It's just when they're talking about somebody, they use the other part of their name. So like, say they're talking about Masomi, all right? It'd say Kida. When they were saying Masomi, like on the fucking screen, like they're sitting there saying that name and then it says Kida instead. So I don't know if it's just... They were subtitling just the English dubbing, and that's the reason why it's like that. So I didn't check that before I came in to see if it was doing that. It doesn't do it all the time.
Right.
Periodically
through it. It does say Kida because even mine are subtitled, but I watch it dubbed.
Oh, really?
And so when it comes up dubbed, they do say Masomi, and it does come up as Kida.
Kida also,
so
yeah.
So it shows his last name.
It's same with all of them. It does it with almost all the characters. Like, periodically, they'll be saying... It's their name, it's just the wrong one. They're saying his first name, not his last name, or saying their last name, not their first name, and it's showing you like their first name instead of their last name. It's that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just something with Japanese formalities.
Yeah, even then, it's still... when they're speaking on the screen, what they're saying doesn't match the text I'm reading.
Yeah.
Like they're saying... Like, they're saying... Like, somebody will walk up and say, something, Sonohara, and it says Henri on the screen instead, which is her first name, but he's referring to her by her last name, so it should say Sonohara.
Yeah, it's just weird.
On the screen. It's just a little confusing when you're reading it. You just go like, that's wrong. Stop doing that.
Yeah, I see it where it's Kida, because I see Kida, because they don't really ever use Kida.
No.
I always call him Masomi. The only time that they do is when you have Isaiah, where he's like, oh, Masomi, Kida, what can I do for you today? That's just kind of how he kind of goes on about.
But excellent anime.
I thought it was good.
4 seasons. First season's longest has 24 episodes, and then the other 3 are 12 episode seasons. And actually, the third one, when you watch the third season, when it gets to the end, you're like, that wasn't a season finale. It really just kind of ends abruptly. And then you watch the fourth one, and it actually ends. And that was disappointing, I have to say. It actually disappointing. I was like, hope there'd be more of this, but...
Yeah, it would be nice if they actually continued it on, but at least they gave you an ending. You know, a lot of times they don't give you an ending. You know,
that's
true. It's like 2 guys, and they'd be like, a hero and a bad guy, and they're normally fighting like with swords or fucking robots or something, and then the ending of it is through the credits while they're still fighting.
Yeah.
And then they just end it and you don't get nothing else. It's just done. You're just like, seriously?
Yeah, there's a lot to do that.
But so Yeah, it's in a great town of Ikebukuro. The thing I like about it is that you have all these characters, and you'll be on one street in that town, and it tells you six different stories from different perspectives of everybody's views. And I think that's what makes the show so interesting, because they'll have like Makita talking with Henri going down the road, and then Shizuo just loses his shit down the street, smacks some dude with a telephone pole, like, and like home run hits him. It flies by Mikado and freaking Henri, and they're just like, oh god, Shizuro's at it again. He's like, you bastard, and he runs by. But then it'll, like, next episode will show Shizuro's side.
Yeah.
And then it's just really cool. I love it, because it just all happens on one street, but then it keeps continuing a story, and then they tie it all together at the end.
Yeah, it's really well done. I mean, how it's written is just fantastic. I mean, all the characters are really interesting. It's a big, huge, like, ensemble cast. Like, there are main characters, but there's so many characters, and it usually will, one episode will, like, dedicate itself to showing you what that one character was doing at the time. Like, that happens a lot. Like, they'll, like, interact with each other, and then it'll just, that one episode will continue with the characters you're originally watching, and then the next episode might be about the character that you saw interact with them, or it might be the episode after that, then it'll just be about that one character and everything that was happening to them right up to that meeting. And so it kind of fills in all those gaps and holes. It very well written. I mean, that's one thing. I like the animation too on it as well.
The animation is really good. It's a really good story. I've never seen anything like that before in most of the stories that, you know, they tell on animes and stuff. I go watch them, they're all pretty much the same. You can pretty much call them out. You watch them enough, though, they're all pretty much the same. You know, you're like, I bet this will happen, and then it come down, I'm like, see, I told you. You know, you don't get a whole lot of those where they kind of just fucking hit you with something. You're just like, oh, that's awesome that they twisted it like that, or they gave you multiple stories. And like this one, you don't even have like a main character. You thought it was Mikado, but then it's really not. Then it can be. And then it's not anymore, because then it's just like Mikado. He's like this like left out kid.
I think the person who's the main character is kind of Salty. Actually. Yeah. I think Salty's the main character.
Yeah, and then it turns really out that Salty's the main
character. She's the main character. And it's really interesting, because you wouldn't think it was, because,
she's only here and there in between the episodes. You never, it almost actually seems like she's the one that's narrating the whole thing. It's kind of weird. It's
it is like that. It seems like she's the main character, because the one constant in every episode is her. So that's the thing. Like, there might be an episode about somebody else, but she'll be in it. And so every episode pretty much involves her more than anybody. You don't really realize it until you get to the end and think about it, but you're like, who was really, he's kind of like, Mikado is kind of like the main character, essentially. And
but it's just like, and then you find out later that he's just another character out of all the other ones that have a different story. He starts up Dollars, then he has his best friend Misami Kita, and then he's the head of freaking Yellow Scarves.
Yeah.
And then you got Salty, who's a Duelahan, the Headless Horseman. And then you got freaking, you got so many. You got Shizuo, who's just trying to make a living, but he's like this super ridiculous being of a human being.
And the best character,
too. He is the best character, because I just love it how he just, his hatred towards it. Isaiah just throws him through the roof, dude, like time.
Everything he does is just so funny. Like, it's just everything that happens to him, and just things he does are just unbelievably funny.
He just explodes over the smallest things. Like, someone comes up and they're like, you bastard, missed him. Missed the person they're trying to hit. Hit Shizu as he's walking with a cup of coffee. He's just like, he tore my shirt. That's my shirt that my brother gave me. No! He's just like throwing motorcycles and shit at him and breaking people.
Yeah, he's great. He is a great character. I found him really amusing through the entire thing. It was just great. Yeah, but essentially the whole show is pretty much about friends, and how those friends, their secrets are pretty much being the leaders of different gangs and different outfits. and how they all kind of collide in the end. So
a huge conflict, like a huge, huge conflict. And all it would take is if your friends would just actually just be honest with each other, and then none of that would ever happen. But they just show like what happens when you keep so many secrets from your friends of something huge like that. Like, I'm a leader of a gang. You wouldn't tell your friend that. Like, I'm just going, okay, guys, I gotta go. I'm gonna go run my gang over here and stuff. It's like something you probably want to tell your friends. Like, yeah, you guys need to get out of here. I'm ahead of a gang, so I don't want you guys getting in trouble or get hurt or anything like that. But they always kept it from each other. And Henri being Psyche.
Yeah. And figuring out who was who, that was one thing. It was a little confusing at first when I first started watching it. It shows an online message board. I guess it'd be a message board. And everybody gets on there and chats. And figuring out who's who on it initially is a little difficult. Because one thing I noticed when I was watching it is that it's probably easier to figure it out when you're watching a dub, because you can kind of figure whose voice is whose. But when you watch it, their names are in a Japanese character. So if you knew your Japanese, it'd probably be a little easier to figure out who's who on it and which persona they're taking on. Because the thing about that's the other problem with the subtitles. When it does the message board, it doesn't show whose name is who. They're color coordinated, so it's a little easier to, you know, which one is which when you start watching, but you don't know what their actual online name is. I was reading this thing that gave a list of characters and it showed what their online name was, and I was like, yeah, I don't know what any of their online names are. Like, I just know, like, I know, like, Henri's like the only one I know, which was Psyche. So yeah. That's the only one you know, and then sure.
And then you got Sheltie, who's the black one, and I believe hers was because the two twins talked about it, and they were like, and I think it did say something with Celti in it.
Yeah, like, I can tell you.
And then Mikado, he was like Toronto or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's Taro Tanaka.
Yeah, Taro Tanaka.
And yeah, this thing has like all their things. Oh yeah, Celti was Seton.
Yeah, Seton. Yeah, so it said Seton, and then the twins were bringing it up. Like, what's Seton? Is that Seton the first name? Seton the last name? Like, and the twins kept talking about it. And then even, like, Isaiah and stuff, and he was like Kanya, or Kane. It was Kanai, however you want to say that. And Makia, but they're all color coordinated, which makes it easier, because even when you're watching it through the anime, when they're typing, you can tell who is who, because, you know, Mikado was the blue one, and then you had like Celti was the black one, and then you see Isaiah typing on there and he's the orange one, and then Masomi Gita gets on there and he's green, so then they all start kind of flowing in a little bit better, and then the twins were like, well,
the main thing is figuring what the message board meant. Like, that was the thing when you first start watching it, you're all confused by it, because you're like, what is this, you know, because it's just all of a sudden you're on this like message board and they're like typing to each other. So, and then you kind of figure out that he made the dollars, and that's what the dollars is, the online like chat room that kind of brought all these people together, and they kind of share stuff with each other about what's going on in the town. And that's really like the whole like synopsis of what it comes to. I don't really want to give like a big like explanation of what the whole thing is about, because you sit down and watch it, it's like 60 episodes. There's a lot to kind of explain.
But. Yeah, there's a lot to explain in it, but it is very interesting. There's not one thing I like didn't like about it. I thought they were all really good. I think maybe the only one thing is that Henri never really training better to be a wielder of the sword.
I agree with that.
That other broad, and she was able to like do like the witch blade shit and freaking get it all on her arm and spring them all out, and she goes, that's how I use my Psyche. And she's like, I thought Psyche was a sword. I was like, oh, sweetheart.
You can do all sorts of things.
You can do anything you want with it. You can make it into anything you want. You can make them into freaking ropes and beams and everything. You can shift them and make them whatever you want. So I thought maybe Henri would be like, okay, I need to train more and make my Psyche better, but she just like, I'm just carrying it as a samurai sword.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was kind of weird. It was like interesting, but it's weird that she never wanted to like pursue it to make it better.
Yeah, no, it could also have been just like time constraints on the anime itself. There's a couple of characters that don't really delve into, like Uzaya's sisters. Like, they pop up for a bit, they're in it for like a lot for like a moment, and then they're kind of, they're on a message board only, and then you don't hear anything about them really anymore. They kind of just like vanish into it, and it's like, I think it's just more time constraints than anything kind of made that happen. It seemed that way. Like,
and I think even the ending of it, I thought was kind of weird too, because it was like Salty's boyfriend, or whatever the hell his name is.
Shinra.
Yeah, Shinra. When he like, sorry, Salty, you're gonna hate me, and freaking whips out a Saika and freaking whips her head right off. And I'm just like, when the hell did he get one of those?
He got that from the woman, the one that has the multi-blades. I had to look up her name. What is it? It's Karana. Karana, that was it. The woman that Henri talks to that can do that multi-blade thing. He borrows Saika from her. That's when he runs into her on the bridge when he's going to meet Salty at the end. That's when he gets it. He got it from her. He borrowed it from her.
Oh, okay.
Or he either bought it from her or he borrowed it from her. He did one of the two. That was never said for sure, but
I always thought that was weird too, because even she even said that you can pass that on to somebody else.
Mm.
Like, you don't even have to carry it anymore. You can actually take it and give it to somebody. And I'm like, man, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's Kasane Kuduragi.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. But yeah, it is a phenomenal series. I watched it twice. It's really good. I like stories that are so good that you can watch them again and still catch a bunch of shit in it. You know, you just start watching it, you're just like, oh, fuck, I didn't even see that last time. But yeah, it was hella good. Like, super good. Man, fucking... Yeah, we're keep on watching all these good ones. We're not going to have anything else to freaking watch.
There's tons to watch, man. I have, like, tons of things to watch. I have stuff I could recommend to you to watch. I was looking through all the stuff on Crunchyroll, and there's just tons. I mean, I think there's, like, 150, 200 enemies on there, man, if you wanted to go through them. And just a look to see what they have. It just sit there and blow your mind. You just be like, whoa, that's a lot of stuff. And I've only watched, like, a handful of them compared to how many there are. I mean, I've watched a lot of it, but... There's so much.
You can just start eating them.
But the thing is, there are ones that are lame, or ones that are real short, like what we were talking about earlier, that it kind of takes away from them when they're so short. They really have no story, and so it's just, it could be kind of a waste of time to watch. It almost feels like they're a waste of time to watch. You watch them, you just go like, that was dumb. It could have. Oh, I have one that was like that too. What was the name of it? It was I almost have to look it up. I'm going to have to look it up in order to tell you what it was. It was like
the only one that I can even think of to me that I thought was kind of... It was super good and ended hella short. That was that Sacro. I want to say it was called that. It was like Sacro, whatever, with all the numbers on the broads. And then the host, the dude that kisses them and stuff, unlocks their powers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only like two seasons of that, and I was just like, oh, and they were like, no, we're not gonna make anymore. I'm like, oh, why not? That's such a good series. But then the other one that, like, it was kind of good that it kind of ended was like Rosario the Vampire. It's hella pervy, like super pervy.
Which one was it?
Rosario the Vampire.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
There's like hella pervy and shit, but then it is like,
I have things to break, since I can actually look at my queue. Watch Blue Exorcist. They just started doing another season of it.
Oh, did they fire up another season?
Yeah, it's
Blue Exorcist is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Really, really, really good.
Oh, another thing I liked about Durr a whole lot was, which I meant to bring up last time we were talking, was I liked the, especially during the first season of it, especially the first 12 episodes, the opening and ending credit sequence. I like the music and and just the visual of it. Like, I like the crap out of it. Like, and there's always now and again, and now it was actually went through the whole first season, all 24 episodes of it was like that. The opening ending credit sequence, I like the music and the visual of what you see on the screen was real interesting. And that's something with like Blue Exorcist has like an ending that I liked a lot. It just was cool. It was like it looks like something speeding down a highway, and it has like a pretty cool song and everything, and I don't know, I just like that a whole lot. Where was it? this thing. I have like a million things on there. Oh, if you want to watch something that's funny, it's the comic book artist and his assistants. It's just funny. Some guy who likes to draw panties. And he has a bunch of female assistants, and it's just fucking hysterical. One of the best parts of it, there's a girl, he went to school with her. She's now his editor, like later on, because now he's like an actual manga artist. But in school, he's going, one day comes up to her and he goes, oh, I drew something that I'm just so in love with. I love it more than anything. And she's all, oh my God, he drew like me in a picture or something. She has that like romantic thought about things. I drew pencils, and it's like and that's how they say the panties in Japanese, and it's just a bunch of pictures of like a woman's ass and panties. And it's just hysterical. I was just like, this is great. Where is it? I know it's on here somewhere. Another recommendation, you're lying, April, right there. Parasite the Maxim. Have you watched that yet?
Parasite
the Maxim. You can watch it probably on Netflix. Actually, you can watch it on Netflix also. And it's excellent. Oh, God Eater as well. I know. Anti-Magic Academy. I believe this was the one that I'm thinking of. Let me check, make sure it wasn't something else from that. Oh, and that's another good one too. Terror and Resonance. Yeah, it had to be that one. It's Anti-Magic Academy. Okay, it starts off as great as shit, and then it just fucking falls apart by the end. It just really? One of those ones. It's 12 episodes, and it starts off great, but you will hate it by the end. It's one of those ones that starts off, and it's like so good. You're like, oh, this has so much potential. It's so great. And then you get to the end, and you go like, that fucking sucked. That was a shitty ending. Lame. Oh, Gate is another great one. 24 episodes. It's about a supernatural gate opens up like in the middle of Tokyo, and an army of middle-aged warriors like come through it, and they start attacking the city. And so the army, since they came into like a modern city, they set up this thing, and they send actual like modern troops and weapons through the gate, and it's just them fighting like all. It's just cool. It's a real cool thing. They like set up a base like on. They're in like another world or some shit, and then they set up a base there, and they're just endlessly fighting like the empire that has like, but they all have just like all like just like simplistic weapons, just like arrows, swords. They can ride dragons and shit, but that doesn't help you when the army you're trying to attack has like missiles and guns and shit. So they're just getting smashed over and over again. It's pretty cool. It's like a cool watch. Like it's something kind of neat to watch. It's fun too.
Right, I'll definitely hit that up. This ones that I've always enjoyed. It's like Trinity Blood.
Trinity
Gungrave. Fantastic. You watch Gungrave, it's just, oh. I mean, but that's a long saga you're watching. I mean, you're watching them since kids to teenage to adults to their death. It's just like, it's pretty amazing to actually carry off that.
Yeah, I have a bunch of like interesting things I can recommend to you. Like, it's short, unfortunately, but Chaika the Coffin Princess is pretty cool. I think you've already seen Aldnoa Zero.
Yeah, Aldnoa Zero was really good. I hope they continue more of it. They had it open at the end of season two, like they're ready to continue if they needed to. They didn't really have it completely dead and, you know, ended.
Another good one, the regular at Magic High School is pretty cool too. I liked watching that. Very good. 26 episodes. It actually ends in 26 episodes, but it's great. Like, you're watching, you're like, I love this. This is awesome. No Game, No Life. Even though it ends, I don't know if they're going to continue it. I haven't looked into it. I haven't seen any more of it since the first 12 episodes. And you'll like the hell out of it. It's just, it's so short.
Wow.
And the thing is, it doesn't have a real ending to it. It should continue. It should have another season. But I haven't seen another season for it, so that's one of the problems with it.
Like Attack on Titan.
Will we ever get another season of it? I don't know.
But it's good.
I wish the hell I could get another season of it, but I just don't think it's going to happen. That was a long time ago. I almost want to look up when it came out. I think that was like 2013 or some shit. And I'm still waiting for another fucking season. Where the hell is it? Actually, I don't know if it was... Might have been Magical Warfare. I think it was Magical Warfare, not Anti-Magic Academy. I think I got it wrong. Yeah, it was Magical Warfare, I think, was the one that was... You're watching, you go like, this could be awesome, and then it just has a shitty ending. It just falls apart, and it has a shitty ending to it. Strike the Blood's real good. Oh, yeah, Moggy. We should probably do something on Moggy sometime.
Yes.
I haven't watched the new season, though, that's on Netflix.
Is it Sinbad?
Yeah.
Sinbad's,
I haven't watched it yet. I need to watch that, and then we probably could have, like, a discussion.
Yeah, because Sinbad's,
a fucking good show.
Yeah, because it shows him as a young age and how he got all those relics and everything.
How the shit has this have, like, 3 seasons, but we can't get another season of Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both, like, exceptional.
Moggy, yeah, Moggy's really good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Moggy at all.
No.
I mean, they had the... They changed the names of it. It was like Moggy, and then there was like Moggy and something else. Both of them have 2 different names, but they're 2 parts of the story that continues on with Alibaba and all the rest of them.
We talked about Your Lie in April, and how it's like a tearjerker by the time you get to the end of it. I watch Clanned.
Clanned?
Yeah, CLANNED, Clanned. There's 1 season, you watch the first season of it, you're like, okay, that's cool, you know, it's kind of funny and goofy and all. Then you watch the second season and...
Like, God damn it!
He's gonna straight up do the Temple of Doom, rip your fucking heart out while you're chained to the fucking...
Call him on! No!
You tear it out, pull it out, you squeeze it while the person that fucking plays.
I can't do this, I'm too old to watch it like that, man. Like, I don't even know how to even make it funny. Like, I watched that freaking You're Lying April, dude. I was like,
is that supposed to be?
I can't even say anything funny just to get me to laugh, dude. I'm like, that thing got me so bad, I couldn't even talk and shit. I was like all fucking runny and shit. I'm like, that was a good show, but fuck.
Just kicked my ass. I know, that's exactly what that... It's not meant to be funny. It really isn't. I mean, there's humorous parts to it, but it's not... It's meant to be more of a drama, and that's what it was. And it, very good one, too, by the way. I mean, I enjoyed the shit out of that thing.
But, yeah, so we're pretty much coming up to, like, actually the ending of her...
Of this podcast. Yeah,
this podcast.
What do you want to... Do you want to try to go over what we're going to talk about next time? Or just go...
I'll probably just surprise him.
He's like, let's do the surprise. Yeah, you just give like a quick synopsis about what we talk about underneath each one.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'll give... I don't know if I want to do like a Death Note. I don't know if I want to do...
I'd have to watch Death Note again.
I'd have to watch Death Note again, too. Yeah. But it was freaking so good. Or we could do the Moggy thing, too. That's not bad, either.
I don't know. I'm going to watch a little of that, too. I have to refresh my memory on it. And also, I need to watch the fucking newest one. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, so. You got to watch the Sinbad one. That's a Netflix original series. Seem like they're going to be sitting there maybe pumping them out. I don't know. It's kind of weird with Netflix. It's like, why are you not? If you're going to collect it as a Netflix original series... I'm expecting you guys to give me a season every year. Mm-hmm. Not this. I'll give you like 2 teasers, and then you have to wait 4 years to get them. Yeah. It's like, I'm tired of waiting for them. I'm like, you're going to get Netflix original series. You need to crank these babies out.
But, yeah, I agree. I do agree with that, too. Yeah, you need to come out a little more frequently, but that's how Netflix does shit. Yeah. They put everything out all at once, but it's usually just like a season of like 12 episodes or some shit, and that's what all they are, pretty much. Like Kuromakura.
No.
Ajin.
Yeah, Ajin. Knights of Sidonia. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. Shit. 7 Deadly Sins. Fucking bastards. Here's season 2. 4 episodes. Fuck you, hey.
That's not a season.
That's not a season.
That's OVA, asshole.
Yeah, that's OVA. You know, like, fuckers. So, but anyways, we're going to be closing out now. And I am your host, Brent, and I'm with my older brother, Donnie.
Yeah, I'm Donnie.
And this is it, Anime Chikashuo, and we'll hit you up next time. Yeah. Thank you.
Chikashuo.